Doppelganger hauntings. Did you ever hear the word doppelganger? In case you don't know what I am talking about, it is the ghostly double or counterpart of a living person. Can you imagine having a being just like you who is a spirit? There are quite a few people who not only believe this, they say they have seen it. What I find even stranger about this belief is the fact people who believe in them think we all have one. This sort of smacks of the parallel universe theory. If we did have a double, would it be because there is a parallel universe out there which has all the same people in it we have here? This theory has been stated many times and even by some scientists. Would this mean there could be more than one parallel universe and there could be hundreds, thousands or untold millions of our doubles throughout the universe? I can't help but think how strange it would be if someday astronauts go out exploring and they come across planets which have doubles of themselves on them. Would these doubles be exactly alike not only in looks, but in the way they think, or would they be the evil twins? It is a known fact many famous people had doubles which stood in for them. Hitler had several doubles, but they may have been enhanced surgically. There are many people who have a strong resemblance to us and it can be particularly strong with relatives. I once saw a photo of a relative who lived around 1900 and he looked so much like me, if we were together you might think we were identical twins. I wonder how many others have had this experience. These are not spirits we have been talking about but real living, breathing people. One question which cannot be avoided is now that we have software for face recognition, will more doubles of people turn up which they didn't know existed, and could this even prove the doppelganger theory some people have? Some scientists have estimated the odds of a person looking exactly like someone else is 1 in 8 trillion. A young lady who lives with her mother and sister claims there is something very weird going on in their home. She claims the house is being haunted and by a very strange spirit. What makes this spirit so strange is the fact it transforms itself into a doppelganger of the sister right down to the clothing she is wearing. The young lady woke during the night finding her sister going through her stuff and yelled at her only to find out the next day her sister never left her room that night. Both the mother and sister have seen the doppelganger. After the sister left the house to go to school, the mother saw her walking around the home. The mother followed her into a room, but the room was empty. The sister also saw the doppelganger when it came to where she worked part-time and was even dressed like her. This family swears what they said was true. I think we all know who Queen Elizabeth I of England was. It was said she saw her doppelganger. She had gone into her bedroom and over to her bed only to find someone who looked exactly like her was laying in it and looked dead. She told some others about what she had seen and a short time later died in her bed. Was this a doppelganger she saw or a premonition of her eventual fate? Mary Shelley, the famous writer, was married to Percy Bysshe Shelley, who was a poet. He confessed to his wife he was being followed around by a doppelganger. Apparently, he had went out on the terrace of their home only to meet the doppelganger there. What was even worse was the fact the doppelganger spoke to him. One of their friends was out in the street and noticed Percy walking toward a dead end only to see him behind her a few seconds later. She stated it must have been his doppelganger because there was no way this could have happened naturally. Percy had been far away from that area at the time. Percy died about 1 month later. Could the appearance of a doppelganger portend death in some cases? There is a fine line between what could be a doppelganger and a ghost of a person past. Many people have seen someone after they died, and the question is, did they see a ghost or is the doppelganger of that person still around? One woman was driving and was stopped at a traffic light. She looked over at the car next to her and got a fright. Her dead relative was in the car. You can imagine how alarmed she was. The car pulled away, never to be seen again. One case took place in the mid-1800s. A woman was plagued by a doppelganger. At first, she didn't know what was going on, because she was getting fired for things she didn't do. As she moved from one teaching job to the next, it became painfully obvious someone else who people thought was her was causing trouble for her. One time the doppelganger was said to have appeared right next to her in her classroom in front of all the students. Another time people could see her through the classroom window while she was out in the yard. Does a doppelganger have something to do with time? Is there a possibility a form of ourselves from a different time period is appearing in the current time and the doppelganger is really either a version of a younger self or an older one? They don't have to be very much younger or older, so they could look exactly like us. They usually seem to be unaware of others when they appear, but not always, as Percy Bysshe Shelley found out when the doppelganger spoke to him. Will we ever be able to answer this mystery, or will the mystery remain with us forever? Doppelgangers have turned up in all different places. In cities, towns and in deserted places such as in the woods. There seems to be no limit to where they can go. They have been seen both in daytime and at night. They don't seem to be shy, because they have appeared before quite a few people at times. The sightings of doppelgangers has taken place throughout history. I have even heard them being called ghosts of the living.